The Nicaraguan Contras, who fought one of the most controversial conflicts of the Cold War, say they want back pay from the United States. In the 1980s, the Contra rebels battled against Nicaragua's Sandinista government. They received money and training from the Reagan administration, which saw the war as a battle to keep communism out of the Western Hemisphere. When Congress banned the Central Intelligence Agency from supporting these rebels, the White House supported them anyway, raising money through the complicated arms deals that became known as the Iran-Contra scandal. But now, the ex-Contras say they have been abandoned by their former patrons, and they say they will file a lawsuit unless the U.S. government pays them as it has paid its allies in other wars. To learn more, we've called Salvador Talavera. He is the president of the Nicaraguan Resistance. He was a Contra and is now a member of this Nicaraguan political party. Mr. Talavera, welcome.
Thank you very much, Steve.
I'd like to just clarify something, a point of history here, if I can. In the early to mid-1980s, when you were fighting against the Nicaraguan government, were you doing this on your own, or did the CIA actually organize the Contra force and command the Contra force?
They helped us to organize the Contras, and without their training, it would have been impossible. The American people might remember the Sandinista government were getting aid from Soviet Union as well as every country that were under the Iron Curtain.
And throughout the 1980s, this force of, you say, about 25,000 battled periodically against the Sandinista government.
Yes, and the results were that we left in the mountain over 10,000 dead that were part of the sacrifice we did to bring back the democracy in this country, plus more than 6,000 were wounded that we have at this moment. What we have done is just to bring to the American government a proposal to help us to get a special aid package in order to dignify our combatants' lives.
In the end, Daniel Ortega, the president of Nicaragua, called an election, and he lost that election. Democracy returned to Nicaragua. Isn't it fair to say that you already got what you were fighting for? You got your country back.
Yes, that was the main goal. But we have needs. We're asking a treatment as allies to help us to dignify our lives.
And what sort of aid are you expecting? Is there an amount that you have in mind?
Not at this moment that we have sent our proposal that includes to have a national hospital in order to provide health and special treatment post-war to our former combatants. And we're asking for a national center to train our people in different fields in order to be productive and helpful for this country and not to feel that we are back on the Nicaraguan society.
I want to try to put this politely or as politely as I can. I think that everyone would agree, no matter where they came down politically during the 1980s, that this was a brutal war. And I wonder if you would agree with the accusations of some of the critics of the Contras that some of the Contras were brutal, committed human rights abuses, did terrible things during that war.
Okay, to be honest, I cannot deny that there were a few cases of human rights abuse, but not as the Sandinista put it throughout the world.
Salvador Talavera is a former Nicaraguan Contra and now president of the Nicaraguan Resistance. He is in Managua. Mr. Talavera, thanks very much.
Thank you very much, Steve.